Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the post-pod SIF spoil. We are excited to go over all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrection, and post-credit sequences.
They all die.
For, I almost said the fall guy. No, for challengers. Listen, I'll just lay this out, and I don't expect even any response from you guys. I think you guys have already kind of said your piece. You're welcome to respond. I'm not telling you you can't respond.
Shut up and listen. Yeah.
Listen to the truth that I tell you. This movie to me was always, from the very beginning, about the friends. It was never about Zendaya. So, like, Zendaya is the catalyst in this movie that proves to these friends that they are important to each other. The beginning of this movie is about them. She comes in later. The end of this movie is about them. Now, she is involved in the end of this movie as an observer, but the end of this movie is the return of their awareness of how much they mean to each other. So this movie's progression goes from how fun are these guys together? Like, how cool and like how much enjoyment are they having? Maybe they even kind of like each other romantically, you know, like there's like this little tinge of sexual tension between them. We don't ever explore that. We explore it in that the movie hints at it and does some very specific things with it. Especially the original quote unquote threesome scene, which isn't really a threesome scene.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that a threesome.
Well, that's the other thing. We didn't actually talk about this much in the main review. This movie is sexy, but it's not explicit, right? Like, it's not really like a sex movie, but it feels like a sex movie because these three people are hot for each other.
It's
like,
an intimate movie.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, as the movie progresses, they are wedged apart by this obsessive person. This person who, because their career was ruined, because they couldn't pursue tennis. Tennis was always going to be the, I think we lost Susan's battery. Yeah. Because she lost her ability to pursue that with her passion, she then through them tried to manipulate them to have those feelings for herself. So her relationships with them were both very manipulative, very self-satisfying, self-serving. Anytime she would have any kind of romantic relationship with them, I'm not saying there wasn't attraction there or heat there, but it always served a manipulative purpose. And so at the end, when he puts that tennis ball in the center of that racket and indicates that he just had sex with this man's wife, it is not about betrayal. It is not about, it's not only about betrayal or it's about an honesty that these two people had lost with each other through the course of this movie. She had separated them to the point that they weren't able to speak honestly together, have honest moments. The movie sets up this idea of a tennis match as a relationship, and it is no accident that these two are playing each other in a tennis match, as they rekindle their relationship and as they figure out who they are to each other again. And I'm thinking, watching this movie, I'm like, the only way this movie could end, where I'm even interested in this movie, is if it's actually about these guys becoming friends again. Like, if that's the point of this movie, is them overcoming Zendaya's manipulative wedge bringing between them, and they become friends again, then I can be in. And that's what that last shot represents to me, this beautiful back and forth volley, which Zendaya has already talked about. That is the what tennis means to her, is having a relationship on the court. So we're seeing this volley and we're getting a sense, you know, after this honest moment has happened where he said, I slept with your wife, and he's like, no way. And then he believes it, and then he gets, you know, like, then he shuts off and lets him score a point. And then he gets angry, and, you know, and just all the things that are happening there. And then it just has this final amazing volley that ends with them both coming up close to the net, and ends with him jumping to spike the ball and falling into his arms. It's perfect. Like, it is the perfect way to understand that they have found each other again. They have found each other through the relationship that is tennis. And the reason we see Zendaya having her, you know, big yes moment at the end, which, you know, is almost a sexual metaphor in many ways as well, is because she sees, I don't think at her core she ever wanted to split them apart. She just wanted tennis success more than that. And so for her, it is this moment of actually seeing everything that tennis represents and what it means to her. So what happens tomorrow? I don't know. But what happens in that moment is perfect to me. And so I hope that at least kind of explains where I'm coming from, because I really do think this is a movie about Patrick and Art's relationship and what that represents at the end. So, those are some of my thoughts. You're welcome to respond or not respond. I don't expect you to, you know, agree or anything like that. But that's why the end, I thought, was what put me on the side of really liking the movie.
So I will respond, and I understand what you're saying with everything about the ending and how it's about them coming together. I just felt, for me personally, like they burned the bridge. Like, there was no coming back for them to come back together as friends. So whenever they did,
why would you say that?
Because he cheated on his wife.
Because he slept with Zendaya.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but Art stole her from Patrick. Like, they both.
Oh, he did not steal her. He didn't steal her. Zendaya was like, no. Get out of here.
No, you misunderstand what I'm saying. Okay. I'm saying, when you look at it from their motivations or their responsibilities, they both felt like they were in a battle for her, right? Yeah. Why is that the case? Because she manipulated it to be so. That's the text of the movie, as far as I see it. Like, when I'm watching it,
I agree with that. No, I do agree with that point. You are right with that. But I think that too much happened between them to where I didn't even feel like there was a true friendship anymore. We never saw, like,
that's my point. That's why it's so beautiful. Because she was the cancer. And at the end, they both realize that she, you know, that they have this love for each other that goes beyond her, that she cannot manipulate them anymore. Like they cut out the cancer in those moments, because it was just them on the court. She was just an observer. It was just them in that moment. The first time they actually had to come face to face and weren't being split up by somebody else. I think there's a reason we don't see intense emotional conversations between those two, because she doesn't let it happen. She doesn't let them be friends. So, yeah, I don't want to come across as arguing. I understand what you're saying about, like, the relationship being quote unquote destroyed, but maybe for me, that's the optimistic, hopeful part of me going, you can come back. Like, you can, like, it was her, it wasn't them, and they need each other and they're awesome together. And I think the movie is very clear about them being awesome together.
Well, she says in the beginning, doesn't she? And correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't she say in the beginning, I'm not in this to be in love with you, I'm in this for the tennis? or something to that
effect. Something like that. And she specifically says, I don't want to be a homewrecker. I turned into a homewrecker. Yeah. So she's aware of what she's doing, even as she does it. But yeah, I think it works. I think that's actually a beautiful narrative. I think that, like, story-wise, like you were talking about, Susan, like, that's a beautiful story about friendship and overcoming, like, the toxic part of your, you know, your friend group.
I love what you said, and I it's great that you saw that, but I almost feel like you filled in a lot of holes that Luca did not give the audience and I didn't see at all, which is, again, everyone sees movies differently and that's the magic of film. But if your story and what it was, if that's what I saw, that would be great. I didn't feel any of that because I didn't feel like they showcase, like, by that point, I that's what I would have loved to have seen was Art basically tell them, like, I wanted to see him win and be like, I'm done with both of you. You both suck.
Oh, that would have been so sad.
No,
so? That would have been terrible.
I would have actually loved the movie. I probably would have loved the movie after that. I'd be like, yeah, because he's the only one.
What did Patrick
was in
do?
It for love.
What do you mean? He cheated.
Patrick was...
He slept with Zendaya.
Patrick was just actually, when you really think about it, Patrick and Zendaya made more sense together because they were both obsessed with tennis. I don't think Art was obsessed with tennis. He was clearly the one that wanted love. He was more in the heart. He was the difference of the two. So if we would... He was a great... Oh my God, the shot when he's sleeping with his daughter. I was like, you just did that. And he doesn't even want... He just wants to spend time with his family. So... it doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense. And then, like, her, like, being like, come on, like she's happy about this. You were like, I'm going to leave you. You slept with a guy. Like, it doesn't add
up.
But
that's why she's happy. That's her reaction at the end is like when she had that speech about tennis being the only true for her, being the only true representation of a relationship. And this thing that she saw between them early on that she didn't want to destroy, like her joy at the end is because tennis was that. So she talks about like that 4 minutes with the person she played tennis against, like how they were in a relationship or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like her seeing them back together and in that relationship is exciting to her because it offers some sense of like you didn't destroy it. Like you know, there's actually something that can be there.
I feel like that's a big leap to assume that's what she felt after everything we saw her do. Because I, by that point, I didn't feel like she cared about their friendship at all.
I don't know how to see it any other way. Like, I don't, like, I mean, I don't know why it's, I'm with, if that's not what it is, I'm with you. I'm confused. It doesn't make sense. But it does make sense if that's what the movie is doing and what the movie is trying to say. For me, I just don't see anything else it could mean. Why else would it be there?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it didn't make any sense.
Okay.
So who, we're not supposed to know who won the match?
No. Right. Not important.
Because it doesn't matter according to the movie, I don't think.
Yeah.
That's
not important.
Yeah. I just... Again, I was ready at that point, and I did like I when he showed the sign that he slept with her, I was like, okay. And that's where I was at that moment. I was like, screw both of them and win this and be like, I don't need you. You guys are obsessed. Not that anyone needed a happy ending, but maybe that this was just a toxic relationship for all three of them. Like all to me, I just got that these were all three people that just are not.
But that's what I'm saying. I never in this movie saw the toxicity between Art and Patrick. And I think that's intentional. Art and Patrick don't have toxic moments in this movie.
I actually think they do, though.
I think it's subtext.
I think there is toxicity with them. I think Patrick's a bit of a jerk to Art. I think that
when
I think that he's obsessed. He's like he's arrogant. He's egotistical. He's
okay.
He feels above Art, and he plays on that. He tells him, I'm going to let you win and things like that. So I'm like, to me, I guess, and I think that was the other part, which maybe if I watched it again, maybe I'd see it differently. I never saw a beautiful friendship with the two. And I think that's what's lacking. So for me, they seem like a nice team. Like obviously they were winning as doubles, but I don't know where there wasn't any moments where I was like, man, what a beautiful friendship that she ruined. I was just kind of like, well, Patrick's kind of a jerk friend anyways. I wouldn't want him as a friend.
Yeah, I definitely I mean, that's all I saw was how incredible their friendship was.
I did buy into the friendship. It was just that at the end of the movie, whenever after the serve and after the realization that Patrick had slept with Tashi, I didn't see a way back for Art and Patrick. And whenever it came to that, whenever at that final serve and they embrace each other, for me, it seemed so out of nowhere for them to throw all their animosity towards each other aside and embrace. It made no sense to me in the moment.
It didn't make sense. The embrace made absolutely no sense.
Interesting.
And that's her reaction.
Because unlike you, Aaron, I did not see a way back.
Yeah. It was pretty much done after that for me. I was like, this is, I kept wanting it. I was like, maybe something and I don't know.
Well, I don't begrudge anybody their own personal ranking of moral affronts, right? Like, I know for a lot of people, like, cheating in a marriage relationship, that's like number one, we're done, I'm never talking to you again, it's over, whatever. That's not true for everybody.
No.
Like, that's, you know what I mean? So, like, I like, there are, you know, so I don't begrudge feeling that way about this moment, because if it were you or somebody who feels that way, it would be done. It would be over. I think what the movie is saying is they don't necessarily view it as a relationship ender for them. Like, for them, they are finally, for the first time, communicating about it. Like, when he holds that ball to the center of the racket, that's the first honest conversation they've had since, you know, like, everything else has been shaded and manipulated and clouded by, you know, the Zendaya character. And this is just them. And they're finally having this moment. And I think what they realize is, I want to work, you know, I want to be with you. I want to work through this with you. I don't want this to end. But I get it. I totally understand. So, yeah.
So I'm just curious, do you see, so in your vision, you saw, obviously see them as friends again. So do you see, where's Zendaya in all this between them after, if you were to imagine?
I don't think they need her anymore.
She's out.
I think she may coach both of them, or she may coach one of them or whatever. But I think, I wouldn't be surprised if, out of convenience and, you know, for their kids, you know, she and Art stayed, you know, married. Like, that wouldn't shock me. But because I think there's an understanding there of their unique, interesting situation that they could work through some stuff. I don't know what tomorrow holds. All I know is I wanted those two men to find each other again. And I was so glad that they did. And I thought that's what the movie wanted me to feel. So.
Interesting. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Right. I'm glad you had that experience. Well, no, I saw a totally different movie.
No, and again, I always say, like, I could be making it up. I could be totally seeing something that's not there, and I could absolutely be in the minority and probably am. But my job is to try to communicate as clearly as I can my experiences, and that was my experience with this movie and the way that it ends.
Aaron, to finish this off, I'll let you know right now, you are not alone, because this movie right now on IMDb has a 7.8.
Oh, that's huge on IMDb.
Oh, it's high on Rotten Tomatoes, too. It's like
on Rotten Tomatoes, it's pretty high, too. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean people agree with my understanding of the movie.
No,
that
just means
people enjoyed it. Yeah.
In general, people are coming away. And even, I want to get back to the fact that I said I like this movie, because there are a lot of things in this movie I do like. I just have so many issues with it.
Yeah.
But for it to especially have a 7.8, there are a lot of people who are coming away loving this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, it's an 89. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That is some spoiler thoughts on Challengers. Agree or disagree? Would love to hear your thoughts. You know, tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm right. And tell us how we did. We'd love to hear it. Thank you, guys. Thanks for hanging out for a little bit extra. And we'll catch you the next time we want to ruin something for you. Bye.
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 Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.